Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Relatively on time today. It's Rob and Souk.
Hey, look at us.
What are you guys doing out there? Huh? You driving around out there?
Well, I think people are driving around very slowly out there.
But... Why? Why do you say that?
Because I've listened to our very, very accurate traffic reports, and apparently it sucks out there.
Sod it.
Doesn't it always?
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
Pretty much always does.
Pretty much.
For you and I, it's job security.
Yes, it does keep people sitting in cars. Traffic, believe it or not, good for our business.
Hey, today we have Oregon Ducks basketball at 5:30. Therefore, we only have about 30 minutes left.
Taking on the mighty Utah Utes.
So, full show tomorrow, 3-7. A lot of Super Bowl talk. Our usual hilarity and hijinks. We do have a guest tomorrow. Dave Mason from betonline.ag is going to join us to talk about Super Bowl props. It'll be a fun day tomorrow.
Do you ever actually bet on any of the Super Bowl props?
Not particularly.
No.
Not usually.
I usually don't bet on the Super Bowl. My betting kind of ends during the regular season. I don't really wager much when it comes to the playoffs.
Are you a communist?
Yeah, I don't really have a great feel for the NFL when it comes to playoff games. I don't know. There's just, you have a limited number to pick. I didn't wager nearly as much this year as I have in years past. I don't know why that is, but I don't gamble nearly as much. In fact, there's a lot of times, you know, of the... You know what, the 4 weekends we get, maybe I'll gamble one or two of them, and yet I gamble pretty much every week during the regular season. I think it's I like to just sit back and enjoy the playoffs without having to worry about money being on the line.
Okay, well, that sounds like a bad attitude, but all right.
I won't be a quitter. Maybe I'll lay down some shekels on the Super Bowl. You didn't gamble at all this year.
No, I didn't.
And I don't even know who you are anymore.
It's great. It's great. But I do miss it. I enjoy like that kind of that.
Yeah.
That, you know, that feeling you get.
Well, but this is kind of my point.
Like, stomach.
In the regular season, I feel like I need that. The postseason, I really don't, because I watch all the games and I'm completely entertained by them without the need to gamble.
Here's the thing, man. In my house, and I have a house.
Yeah.
There are 3 people in it. 2 of them, 66.7% of them, are in college.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that costs a lot of money. I am not gambling.
I forgot about
my
that.
My money has to go to college.
And Nurse Nice is in like high-level graduate school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's a pretty
Look
penny.
At my face. What do you see?
Blink twice, Rob, if you're okay. I understand.
Can I borrow some money?
But here's the thing. If you gamble and you gamble correctly.
Yeah, not going to happen.
You can pay for that school.
Brother, when I get rich down the road.
Yeah.
Which probably won't happen, but if I do,
when it does,
I'll gamble all kinds of money. But not right now.
We know one person, and we can't name this individual. That's a whale, like down in Vegas.
Yeah.
God, and it's a her. Listening to those stories about what it's like, what a great life.
Mm-hmm.
If you can ever swing that to go down to Vegas, and just I mean, they take care of everything for you.
Well, yeah, because they get your money,
or you take them.
Yeah, but
this last trip, she won big.
Oh yeah, she's good at it.
Yeah,
a lot of them are, but at the same time, there's a reason why they're like, yeah, come on down, we'll give you everything you need.
Hey, you want to meet the band?
Yeah, come on, it'll be fun.
Just once, I would like to like be on that trip, right? Just to be like a hanger on, to be down there like in an entourage in Vegas.
I think that's a lot of guys' dreams, you know, like to come into a little bit of money and just have a cut of it where you just go do that weekend in Vegas that you all, you know, that you dream of.
Yeah, the hangover weekend, right? You get the villa. You're like, what is it, like $6,000 a night? Absolutely, let's do this.
Dropping, you know, however many G's on red or black or, and it doesn't even matter.
No,
you don't even care.
You're just throwing around Floyd Mayweather style. I just want to be the guy that carries around Floyd's, like, money bag. Except he's a terrible human being and a woman beater, but... You know, that
you want to be on his team, do you?
No, but like, could I have like a nicer Floyd Mayweather? But there's a guy that's his whole job in Vegas is he just carries around like a satchel or purse, but it's got like $200,000 or $300,000 in it. And he's the money guy. And then when Floyd wants to gamble or make it rain at one of the establishments, then you reach into the bag and you give Floyd the money.
All right. Coming up next, we will discuss this big trade in the NBA and then we'll turn it over to Ducks basketball, Super Bowl stuff tomorrow. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
So he gives me two pumps.
Oh,
Sean Penn likes to insert himself into...
Number five.
All right, let's go to the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Let's.
Round one.
Is that what's on right now? Is this what we're watching?
Yeah. Yep, that's Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler leading the way along with Harold Varner III. They are all 7-under. They shot 64. Bubba Watson's up there. What else? Matt Kuchar's up there. Nick Watney. Now let's scroll all the way down. Make you feel better about your game. What do you think the worst score?
Well, it always depresses me though when like the worst score is like a 77. Give me someone in the 80s if you can.
No 80s this time around.
God damn it.
We do have a guy who is.
It doesn't make me feel good about my game.
If Michael Hopper bogeys the 18th, he's on 18 right now. Yeah. He will shoot an 80.
That makes me feel a little better. When I see the score that starts with an 8, you're like, all right, now we're talking.
Wee Kim shot a 79.
Sucks.
Yeah, these guys are horrible. Anyway, that's always a fun tournament. Watch that this weekend.
Yeah, it gets a little rowdy out there.
That's where the fans are all drunk and bro-y. Do you know what Phil Mickelson said?
It's like the Golden Globes of the golf tournament circuit.
Mickelson had a great one. He said, I love coming here because every year I come here, I get older and the fans stay the same age.
See, I wish. I know it can't be that way all the time.
He is great.
But isn't golf a little more fun? You know, when you get crowd involvement like this or at the Ryder Cup. And I know you can't have that at the Masters or the British, but... No, take the stick out of you-know-where.
That one's pretty obvious. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Oregon State losing two defensive backs. Christian Wallace and Justin Gardner have entered the transfer portal. Now, Wallace was a four-star running back turned DB, but he never took. And then Gardner only played in the Southern Utah game, so big losses. And,
the ever-dreaded transfer portal.
Yeah. Missouri got Clemson transfer quarterback Kelly Bryant, but... Missouri today just got hit with a postseason ban.
Missouri got kicked right in the giblets.
This is for tutor misconduct. A female tutor testified to the NCAA that she completed work for 12 student athletes and felt pressured to do so. So Kelly Bryant, as of now, the reports are that he is going to stay put there.
Yep.
And continue to play at Missouri.
I just would like to point out that Missouri had one tutor fake classes for, or not, just do some classwork for 12 students, and they got the hammer thrown at them. Like, worst case scenario, North Carolina for 10 years had fake classes.
It was more than 10 years.
Just with
it was over 20 years.
It was at least 10. And, I mean, across multiple sports and hundreds of athletes, and they got nothing.
Still over 100 Major League Baseball free agents unsigned as pitchers and catchers report in 2 weeks. Now, the two biggest names are outfielder Bryce Harper and infielder Manny Machado. Now, four teams are active suitors for Harper. The Nationals, Phillies, White Sox, and Padres.
Yeah.
We learned today. San Diego ownership is expected to be at the table when they met in Vegas today. Look at them coming out of nowhere. Machado has multiple offers, including the Phillies and White Sox, but he's yet to make a decision. Now, many think that it's a standoff between those two guys so that the other can see what the other makes before signing on the dotted line.
But you would think at this point, if there's even a $300 million offer on the table, one of them would have bidden at this point.
I don't know, man.
And then
it's
you see Arenado apparently agreed to a one-year deal with Colorado. $26 million to avoid arbitration.
Also, the Astros get some help for the rotation. They signed free agent starting pitcher Wade Miley. Cowboys make it official. They hire Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator. John Kitna hired as Dallas's quarterback's coach. Reports that the Cowboys will not be extending the contract of coach Jason Garrett, meaning that he'll be coaching for his job next season in the final year of his deal.
How awkward is that? Like, what do you have to do in order to save your job? Like, playoffs good enough? Win a game?
Well, he brought in a new OC, so I'm thinking he needs to go to the playoffs. Dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Playoffs. But that's the thing is, can you make the playoffs and still lose your job? It's just, you know you're coaching for your job, but I wonder if there has been like a definitive, hey, do this or else.
I don't know. I likely don't need to report this to you, but I will anyway because it did happen. U.S. District Judge Susie Morgan ruled on an expedited basis due to the Super Bowl being Sunday. She ruled in favor of the NFL in the Saints fans' lawsuit to force the league to replay the NFC title game.
So in a stunning development and a miscarriage of justice, the game will not be replayed.
She says the fans have no right to compel the league and its commissioner to utilize a little-known rule that would allow them to replay the game. And number one is a big NBA trade. It came out earlier today that the Knicks and Kristaps Porzingis met, and Porzingis was unhappy with the organization, and the Knicks were going to try to trade him before the deadline. Well, then it came out about an hour later that he had been dealt to the Dallas Mavericks. So here's the deal. Kristaps Porzingis heads to Dallas along with Tim Hardaway Jr. and Courtney Lee's contract. Going to New York is Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wesley Matthews, and two first-round picks.
So basically, the Mavericks are going to be without this year's pick because it's more than likely going to Atlanta in the deal that landed Doncic this year. And then they're going to send two. So basically, they're saying, hey, this is our future. We're going to pair Porzingis with Doncic. Maybe this is enough to lure another guy there. And if you're New York, you're just clearing the deck at this point to try to land KD or Anthony Davis, maybe a Kyrie Irving. And if you do, then maybe this doesn't look so bad. But if you swing and a miss on free agents, you just look like the worst run franchise in the NBA again.
Lakers have reportedly made five trade offers to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. One is said to be a first-round pick plus Lonzo Ball plus Brandon Ingram plus Kyle Kuzma plus that Zubac guy. All in one deal.
Yeah, he's their big.
How about that?
And New Orleans
Pelicans should take that.
And apparently New Orleans is saying no.
They're saying no. NBA All-Star reserves include Damian Lillard, his fourth All-Star game. In the West, it'll be Anthony Davis, LaMarcus Aldridge, Nikola Jokic, Lillard, Klay Thompson, Karl Anthony Towns, and Russell Westbrook. And then over in the East, it'll be Bradley Beal, Blake Griffin, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, Victor Oladipo, Ben Simmons, and Nikola Vucevic.
Obviously, Oladipo won't play with the injury. So people thinking maybe like a D'Angelo Russell could be in there. Interesting, though, you brought up the New Orleans, you know, should take that deal with the Lakers. Supposedly during the Kawhi Leonard thing, that the reports were that San Antonio wouldn't even answer the phone calls of the Lakers. And they were so bitter about Kawhi Leonard trying to force his way there that they wouldn't talk to him. And there are some people that are saying that now, that when the Lakers were calling New Orleans, they wouldn't even answer the phone. I guess now they're at least having those discussions. But you wonder if you get into this case where teams are so pissed off that their stars are trying to force their way to L.A. that they'll move them anywhere but the Lakers.
All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, as you power up for game day, be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light. Please drink responsibly. Let's come back and talk about it. Next, Kristaps Porzingis, Luka Doncic, huh? All-European a white guy team for the Mavericks.
Dirk just needs to like get on the roids and stick around for a couple more years.
5:15 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, big move in the NBA. Dallas Mavericks, of all teams, just coming out of nowhere. Boom! Pop!
Yeah, Dallas has tried to do some big things over the years.
Yeah, they really have.
And has never really worked out. You know, it seems to have been in on a lot of free agents. And
well, but it has, though. They had Dirk for years and couldn't get over the hump, and then they went and got Tyson Chandler, and they won a title.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the last handful of years, seemingly, they have gone after all the big-name free agents, and it has never – they haven't really landed anyone. But they made the deal on draft night to get Doncic, and he's been phenomenal. They weren't real happy with Dennis Smith Jr. That he was like the number 4 overall pick. That hasn't really worked out. They ship him out and they get, if healthy, a 23-year-old 7'3" 22-point all-star guy in Porzingis to pair with Doncic. I also saw that they created a $13 million trade exemption in this, and maybe that is enough, too, to lure one of these big-name free agents to want to come pair up. I mean, that's when healthy, that is a really good young big two.
Dude.
You add an athletic wing to go along with that, and you've really got something cooking down there in Dallas.
So Porzingis is 23, and Doncic is 19, yes, about to turn 20. And Porzingis, now, the interesting thing about him is he's been hurt all year. He's got the ACL injury. So it is a little risky in that sense on Dallas's part because they don't know how he's going to bounce back.
No, but it's not like ACL tears are career enders anymore.
No, but you also have to have a feeling if you're going to be able to re-sign him because he is a, what'd you say, he's a player option next year?
Restricted free agent, and he did say that he will sign the restricted free agent and then kind of see what happens here and kind of check out the culture. But by all accounts, like he is friendly with Doncic and loves Dirk. And so Dallas obviously feels pretty comfortable that they can keep him long-term. But at least Dallas is doing something,
right? That's
right. Dallas is going big.
I like Cuban for that reason, man. The guy swings.
He's not afraid.
No, he's not. And this is what I've been begging the Blazers to try to do, but they just don't have the same mentality. I feel like that is enticing, having Porzingis and Doncic and then trying to put something around that because, you know, one of the reasons as we had Jason Quick on earlier, if you tune in at 5:30 on Thursdays, these last several weeks looking for Jason Quick's normal Thursday hit. We moved it to 3:30 because we have Duck basketball so much.
Yeah.
And Duck basketball is coming up next. So if you miss Quick at 5:30, for the foreseeable future, he's going to be 3:30 on Thursdays. And when we were talking to him, he's like, well, Dallas can make that happen, the Porzingis move, because they have expiring contracts to allow the Knicks to just wipe the slate clean, try to get Kevin Durant, maybe Anthony Davis or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is definitely true, but I think bigger picture, it's just unbelievable how many teams have taken swings while Portland just sits on its hands.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that the Blazers could have made a trade for Porzingis, but there are other names out there that have been out there that it just seemingly it's like there's no way, and then you see it happen. Another team gets them, and you're like, wait, how did they get him for so little?
Yeah, I mean seriously,
it's like, what are the Blazers doing?
They got Porzingis, who when healthy was a 22-7 All Star at 22 years old. They got him for a failed lottery pick in Dennis Smith Jr. and expiring contracts. That's what it took to get him out of New York. I think there's a lot of teams sitting around in the NBA right now being like, really? Like, that's what got Porzingis?
But how many times are we going to say that?
I know.
Right? Like, we sit here and go, okay, Paul George is available. Or
Kawhi Leonard.
Whomever. And we sit here and we're like, oh, Portland can't. I mean, you know, they just can't make that happen. And then you see the team that does make it happen, and it's not nearly as bad as you thought it would be, you know? And it's just like, God, man, it's just so frustrating.
Well, you went through, and it was interesting, you went through all the teams in the West, and just over the last handful of years, some of the teams that have...
There are only two teams in the West that haven't taken
a shot,
some sort of swing, whether it be to tank and get the draft picks or make the big trade or sign the big free agent, and it's Utah and Portland.
Yeah.
Now, they're both good clubs.
Yeah, but not going anywhere.
Yeah, right. They're not winning anything.
They're basically the same team, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah,
you're kind of
Utah. Didn't Utah make the second round last year, though? Am I wrong about that?
Utah may have made the second round. No, I'm trying to think.
Was that two years ago?
No, I don't think Utah made the playoffs last year.
Did they?
I think they may have been the odd team out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because last year. Okay, so what was he? Was it the year before?
Might have been the year before. Yeah, I don't think Utah made the playoffs last year. But, I mean... Yeah, they obviously had the blow too when Gordon Hayward left and ended up going to Boston.
Exactly.
But you can make the argument that those are kind of middle of the road same teams. Like Utah's a little better, or excuse me, Portland's a little better off because they have
The Jazz beat the Clippers as the 5 seed
2 years ago.
2 years ago, and then got swept by the Warriors.
Okay.
So they did make I don't remember that Jazz Clippers series. But anyway, Yeah, they're kind of the same team, but
everyone else is kind of the all the other teams in the West have gone through some sort of metamorphosis, as you said, either tearing down a roster and trying to start from scratch or going out and trying to make a big splash. I don't know. I guess the trade deadline's still coming up, but like we heard from Jason Quick, he doesn't think the Blazers have a lot of leverage right now. There's not a lot of players that people are interested in other than CJ. And we know that Neil hasn't really been apt to move him. And we've talked about this for the last couple years. It may not be till next year when all of those expiring contracts, Evan Turner, Myers Leonard, come off the books, that Portland has any sort of leverage. Yeah, so basically, get ready for not a whole lot of the trade deadline.
But they did that to themselves. Yes. Though, and that's the frustrating part. Another frustrating piece of this is that Olshay's always talking about flexibility. And they basically took away all their flexibility by signing these bad contracts. It's like, it amazes me that the guy is still in charge. Like, nobody holds him accountable, ever.
Maybe next year, right?
Horrible. Maybe next year. Saying that. They've been saying that for how many years in a row?
Well, maybe next year.
Hey, next year you got expiring contracts. That may be worth something because that's what it took to get
your own bad contracts that you sat through for 5 years.
That got Porzingis.
God. So frustrating. Oh, well. Hey, Blazers are going to the playoffs, so that's nice.
And no, okay, looking back on this, you were right. Utah beat Oklahoma City.
Last year?
Last year in the first round. Yeah, 17-18.
So they've gotten the second round 2 years in a row.
They've been the fifth seed both years.
They're not the same as the Blazers.
They beat the Clippers 2 years ago.
They got Gobert, man. They have better defense.
And they beat Oklahoma City 4-2, and then they lost to the Rockets 4-1.
That's right.
Last year in the second round.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for us. The Ducks basketball game against Utah is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Merry Christmas, beach.
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
That felt good.
There have been a variety of proposals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.